Good morning and praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 17. Psalm chapter 17. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer. That goeth not out of pained lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving thy kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and it is where a young lion lurking in the secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is in thy sword. From men, which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive from him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who was shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, and loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the trials that you save us from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we received from you, for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, for the wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, as we lifted up unto your hands our needs, we trust you that you will listen to us and will provide for us all our needs, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church as their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive with faith and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children would be obedient to their parents and obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruits to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be an example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving to what is due for you, that they will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and provide jobs and income to those who are jobless and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in government and you will provide for us all the logistic, the offices, and the documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places. So we do your church to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need, so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banquet, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translations ministry, the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, we bring with us more laborers to serve you with us.
Yes.
Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, that love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers.
Yes.
Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal the people. Set them free from their bondages and save them.
Yes.
Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and new places and to new people. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Let us now stand and worship the Lord. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches his disciple and even us today to praise as it is written, Our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and as forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So let us now lift our praises and worship to him, acknowledge him that he is our creator. Give thanks to what he has done to us, ask forgiveness for our sins, and pleading for his ear to answer our supplication. Hear our prayer, we are your children, and we gathered here today. We gathered here to pray. Hear our cry, Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven, may your glory fill the earth, as the waters cover the sea. See our hearts and remove anything that is standing in the way of coming to you today.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father,
hear us forgive our sins, we pray. And though we are few, we're surrounded by many. Thou hast crossed that river before, and this is the song we'll be singing forever. Holy is the Lord. 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 From heaven, forgive our sins, we pray. Forgive our sins, we pray. Forgive our sins, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive
us all our sins.
Bring us back, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come forth, your children, God.
Let us now celebrate our victory to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice, you set us free. Jesus, let us roll as life. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. No longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. So we're rejoicing in God's victory. Our hearts responding to His love. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice, you set us free. Jesus, your death has brought us life. His Spirit in us releases us from fear. And the way to Him is open. With boldness we draw near. And in His presence, our problems disappear. Our hearts responding to His love. Jesus, your victory, Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice, you set us us free. Jesus, you let us brought
Jesus.
Jesus, you let us brought us. Jesus, you let us brought us life.
Thank you, Lord, for your brought us life, O God.
Hide me now under your wings. Cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise, Father, you are King over the floods. I will be still and know you are God. Find rest, my soul, in Christ. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you. To be the same, renew my life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of me, in my life and thoughts there are so many need a change that only your love can bring. And I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me. Renew my life. Renew my life.
be the same. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that need a change that only your love can bring. And I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that need a change that only your love can bring. And I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me. Change this heart inside of me.
Change us, O Lord God. Hear us our prayer, Lord, O God, to change our hearts and to be like you, and to continue to renew our life, our heart, day by day, while we are here on earth, upon waiting for your coming back to take us with you in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. In all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Father God, you are the giver of all good things upon the life of your people. We thank you, O God, for wonderful life and the resources that you entrusted to us. And as we bring it back to you, our tithes, offering, and first fruit as act of our obedience to your command, may you please and glorify and fulfill your promises to continue to open the floodgates of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives. O God, we need upon your grace and mercy to live according to your purpose. Pour out your abundant blessings to your people, to your church, so your mission to continue to raise the lost, you accomplish in Jesus' name. Amen. I am reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is God's Calling Requirements, Part 7. God's Calling Requirements, Part 7, The Parable of the Great Supper. The Parable of the Great Supper. Let us open our Bible in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 15. Luke, chapter 14, verse 15. And when of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that once again we gathered to hear your message to us and to know how to do and to prepare ourselves for your coming to be with in the banquet that you prepared for us. I pray, Lord, give your people a teachable heart as they listen and abide it into their daily lives, that your name will glorified and bring more souls at your feet. Anoint my lips, O God, to read it clearly, with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. While Jesus was invited to a banquet in one of the Pharisees' home, he gave certain teaching about humility and how to humble down by taking the seat of the least prominent when someone had invited you. In Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 11, Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 11, I am reading King James Version, and he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out of the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man that thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So here, the message of God to you is teaching you to be humble and not to run after worldly things, running after prestige, position, fame, and places of honor. Jesus on the meeting gave them further teaching about whom to invite and whom not to invite when you give a banquet. Luke chapter 14. Verses 12 to 14, Luke chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call thee the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. With the above word of God, Jesus was pointing two types of invitations and asked the following. Letter A, worldly invitations. Letter A, worldly invitations. The focus is on self and how pompous one is in order to receive the honor and the approval of men. Here Jesus recommended not to invite friends, brothers, relatives, or rich neighbors because we would honor them and spend on them so that later on they would spend on us and honor us. Luke chapter 14 verse 12. Luke chapter 14 verse 12. Call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. In such practices, the focus is self-glorification, and not about God and His word and His commands. Also, we won't be able to be a good example, to be good steward, rather, if we use our time, food, and money on rich people who do not need us to treat them, neither do we need them to treat us. But we need to be on the move to share with those who are in need and critical situations what God had given to us. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Letter B, God's kingdom invitations. Letter B, God's kingdom invitations. Jesus is not speaking about hosting and get together and inviting others. What Jesus is talking about in his scripture is that when he blesses us, we need to bless others. But who will we bless and how? The focus is to invite people to God's kingdom, spending from our resources in order to bring them to God and teach them to do His will. In Luke chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, Luke chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, "But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." Therefore, Jesus recommends that if we have resources and want to host a banquet, then we ought to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And of course, the crippled, the lame, and the blind cannot be able to come to us. So if we want to invite them, then we need to go to them. And when we go to them, we need to share with them not only the material things that God has blessed us with, but above all, the Word of God, the Gospel of Jesus Christ that brings salvations and gives eternal life to the people. The real banquet that no one should miss is the banquet in heaven that we would have with Jesus when He will come back and take us with Him to heaven to spend eternity with Him. Revelation chapter 19 verse 9. Revelation chapter 19 verse 9. "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." When Jesus addresses the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, He is speaking about people who are in distress and facing crisis in the form of chronic sicknesses, joblessness, disabilities due to infirmities, and so on. We need to help such people. These people are not in the position to give. We need to give them in order to bring them up, bring them out of the state of emergency in their lives. We need to offer them relief, and then after the recovery, they need to be rehabilitated to manage life. Finally, we need to train them and equip them to be fruitful and productive. Therefore, when Jesus was speaking about the banquet in the house of the Pharisee, one of those who were attending grasped the message of the Lord and His purpose, that we should humble down to God and live in the style and attitude that God recommends to us, and that we should work it out with Him, that finally we should have our place in the banquet in heaven that the Lord had prepared when He came to take us. Therefore, that what the man said in Luke chapter 14 verse 15, Luke chapter 14 verse 15, "And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Jesus agreed upon the statement and gave the parable of the great supper. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. "Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the street and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that one of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. The following we can conclude from this parable. In Luke chapter 14, verse 16, number 1, God had prepared great things for you. Luke chapter 14, verse 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. God had sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead to give us eternal life. And we who believe on Jesus and follow him, he had prepared a place for us in heaven, and he will come and take us there to be with him and forever. Therefore, when God is inviting us, he is inviting us to take share in all these wonderful and everlasting blessings. Number 2, don't be afraid to obey God. Don't be afraid to obey God. In Luke chapter 14, verse 17, Luke chapter 14, verse 17, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. The master of the house, when he sent his servant to invite the people, he sent him with this message, come, for all things are now ready. God had prepared everything for you to enjoy life and to enjoy it to the full. What is left for you to do is only to obey him in order for you to receive and enjoy all what he prepared for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Number 3, don't miss the invitation. Don't miss the invitation. In Luke chapter 14, verses 18 to 20, Luke chapter 14, verses 18 to 20, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. There are many things that might you are busy with and that taking you away from God, God's will and his service. They can be fields, oxen, marriage, family life, businesses, making money, cars, and the rest of the worldly and attractive things. But in them, there is no kingdom of God. And with such worldly things, you can't be in the banquet that Jesus had prepared for us in heaven. We can classify those things that people excused themselves from the invitation, as they can be under 3 categories. First, real estates. I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Many, they aim to achieve this, that they will have their own land and house. That is something good. But when you cannot do that and put yourself into loans and debts and got busy to work and pay that and move away from your commitment toward God, then you are excusing yourself. Indeed, you don't need to do that, putting yourself into troubles. Second, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Second is businesses. Many, they put themselves in businesses, and they cannot manage after. They get loans or they spend their capital in businesses which are not in their field nor called by God to do them. But just to have more income while they have enough and all their needs are met. If you are in the same situation, then you are moving away from God and from serving Him, and you are excusing yourself. Third, marriages. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Marriage can bring you either to heaven or to hell. Unlawful marriages, marrying a non-believer, divorce, or separation with second marriage, marrying what you want and not what God had prepared for you, or marrying in wrong timing and you are not prepared, all such make you moving away from God and not able to respond to His call and invitations. All those who were invited in the three categories and failed to respond because they were not willing to give up their worldly plans, this is what they will get. And Luke chapter 14, verse 24. Luke chapter 14, verse 24. For I say unto you, that none of those men which are bidden shall not taste of my supper. Number four, be willing to be sent and to invite others. Be willing to be sent to invite others. Luke chapter 14, verse 17. Luke chapter 14, verse 17. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. As he received the invitation and got blessed with the Lord, now it is the time for you to go and to invite others to come into the kingdom of God. Number five, be clear-minded and don't be enticed with what others are doing. Be clear-minded and don't be enticed with what others are doing. The servant whom the man sent was not enticed to follow the bad example of others who left God's invitation and got busy with worldly things. When you go to evangelize, do not do what the people do and lose your place in heaven and what God had prepared for you. Certain times, God may send you to rich people and to those who are enjoying the worldly things. Therefore, you need to be on your guard and do not be enticed with what they have from material things and with the worldly pleasures that they are enjoying. Number six, do not be discouraged when people do not respond. Do not be discouraged when people do not respond. The servant that the master of the house had sent was not discouraged by the negative response of those people who were invited and excused themselves. He went and reported to his master what had happened. His master told him to go out to the street and to the lanes of the city to bring the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. It was in Luke chapter 14, verse 21. Luke chapter 14, verse 21. So that servant come and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. You need to report faithfully all what you are passing through in your service to God, so that you will be informed of what you need to do next. Number seven, know and do your responsibility well. Focus on the task and be of the same mind of God and His Christ. Know and do your responsibility well. Focus on the task and be of the same mind of God and His Christ. The servant was never discouraged, for he did what's supposed to be done even before he was asked. Luke chapter 14, verse 22. Luke chapter 14, verse 22. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. He went further and invited the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. God called you to do the same and to accomplish what you owe to do in spite of all what is taking place from events around you. You need to focus on the task and be of the same mind of God and His Christ. You too do the same. What God's word is telling and what you know about God's will, then you do it without the need of someone to remind you. Number 8, continue to invite people to God's banquet. Continue to invite people to God's banquet. Now, there are certain people who had already adopted defensive mechanism to avoid God's call. Such people, you should leave them to God to discipline them and correct them. But you go further and go out quickly, as the master of this man said, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Jesus is coming soon, and we need not to waste time in reaching the lost souls and save those who are ready to believe and willing to obey. Number 9, be willing to go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that God's house will be full. Be willing to go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that God's house will be full. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23, Luke chapter 14, verse 23, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. God is calling you not to give up, but to go further. Use the highways to reach quickly new and far areas, cities, and people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number 10, be willing to serve God even if you are alone. Be willing to serve God even if you are alone. In the parable that we read, there was one servant who was doing all the above and great things for his master. He was diligent, faithful, compassionate, and committed to the task. God expects from you the same. Even you are one or even alone, you can do much for Him as He is with you. Commit your life and your ways to God and be willing to serve Him. My dear and beloved, God's Word gives us wisdom and understanding and directing us to serve God's purpose with awareness that we should not give up. Continually preaching, making new disciples, admonishing, correcting, and warning against sin, and preparing them and preparing ourselves for the second coming of Christ. God is calling you today to know your priority and what you need to do. God is calling you to come out from the worldliness and from all kinds of sins and doing your own will and plan, and to live in holiness, a life pleasing to God. Therefore, commit yourself to His mission and purpose and to the principles that you have learned in this message and in His word. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, I understood well your word. And thank you for your teaching that make me understand what is going on around me. Lord, thank you for all what you prepared or you provided for me from resources in order to serve you and to make my life more fruitful. Lord, thank you for all the rebukes, the corrections, and the admonishments we received in this message. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess your worldliness, your love for material things. Repent of your worldly celebrations and parties with friends, brothers, relatives, neighbors, and rich people. Repent of your lack of care and concern for the poor, the sick, the crippled, and those who are in trouble. Confess and renounce your involvements and businesses. God does not ordain for you to go through them. Confess and renounce your wrong choice of marriage. Confess and renounce your pride and your love for position, titles, power, and fame. Confess and renounce your discouragement and your lack of faith in God. Confess your unwillingness to go to the poor, to the sick, to the disabled, and those who are in troubles, and give them the gospel and to aid them in what they need. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and to serve God in the way that He wants you to serve. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers, friends, media, news, and games. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to go on and not get discouraged with the negative response of the people to your invitations. Lord, I commit myself to the mission and the purpose that you are calling me to be part with. Lord, give me the strength and the boldness to continue to speak and preach your word. Lord, protect me from all kinds of discouragements and from persecution. Lord, here am I. Send me out and let me go out to the streets and lanes of the cities. And Lord, help me, sustain me with the resources and provide all my needs to continue to live my life for you and to serve you. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. I never want to be the same. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that only the change that only your love can bring. And I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me. Change this heart inside of me. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and who had committed their lives to serve you. Lord, bless them, provide for them, and protect them from discouragement and from the worldliness, the love for material things, and all kinds of temptations. We come against all the work of the devil and their lives, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them perseverance to continue to serve you and not to give up. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual gifts that they need in their lives to serve you. Lord, make their lives good testimony to others to know you and follow you. Lord, bless us as a church, protect us, and provide all our needs. Lord, increase our faith and our trust in you. Lord, enable us to evangelize, to reach new people and nations, new cities and new countries with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, enable us to start new Bible studies and to plant new congregation for the church. Lord, take this message and spread it. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to take us when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice you set us free. Jesus, you that has brought us life. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free, no longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. So we're rejoicing in God's victory, our hearts responding to His love. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice, you've set us free. Jesus, your death has brought us life. Jesus, your death has brought us life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.